This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Time now for the Unger Report. Two giant billboards have appeared in Los Angeles. They sarcastically congratulate Hollywood and outspoken liberal celebrities for helping to reelect President Bush. We sent our slightly confused correspondent, Brian Unger, out on the streets to investigate.
On Hollywood Boulevard, Paul Tompkins, an actor, notices something new in the neighborhood. A billboard depicts a looming, smiling President Bush and the words, "Four more years. Thank you, Hollywood."
It comes off kind of sinister to me, like sort of, you played right into our hands, Hollywood. You did exactly what we hoped you would do. And I guess they're not that far off, really.
The billboard features photos of celebrities Whoopi Goldberg, Chevy Chase, Barbra Streisand, Sean Penn, and most prominently, Michael Moore. Some find it funny. Others don't.
I think it's really trashy. I mean, it just, come on, it's not befitting of the president. I think that he should take that down.
It works for me. I mean, you know, I never liked Michael Moore anyway. He's just a fat mouth.
That's the punch the conservative group Citizens United was hoping to deliver when its president, David Bossie, paid around $50,000 for this and another billboard on Sunset Boulevard to gloat.
These folks are actors. They repeat in front of a camera lines that are written for them by other people. That is what they do.
Bossie has long antagonized the left, from actively pursuing the Clintons over Whitewater to countering Michael Moore's anti-Bush movie Fahrenheit 9/11 with his own film, Celsius 4/11. Bossie reserved a special place for Michael Moore on his billboard.
He made the most out of his rage against President Bush, made the most money. So he clearly gets top billing.
Inflicting political death may be easy. Billboard comedy is harder. From outside L.A. Tattoo, between Basil Rathbone's and Helen Hayes' stars on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, sarcasm doesn't always work in print.
It's rather complicated. I particularly like the two birds sitting on George Bush's head at the moment. The two birds, yes, they've moved now. They were positioned just like little horns. If it hadn't been for you interviewing me, I'd have taken a photo of that.
And sometimes, a billboard selling an anti-liberal message using liberal celebrities raises more questions than it can answer.
Is that Chevy Chase?
Yeah, that is Chevy Chase.
I didn't know he's still alive. I'm sorry.
Bossie's latest hit on Hollywood, just blocks from where Oscars will be handed out, is getting a thumbs down from most. Others, who aspire to have their own billboard someday, can appreciate the artistic merit.
It's like a big middle finger to those people up on that billboard. Like, they're just like, yeah, I'm back. Nice try.
Reports say Chevy Chase is alive, but he's not talking. Calls to his publicist went unreturned. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.